next stop,
rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Rachel, here with Michaela.
Hello!
And don't forget, you can follow us. Search for Theme Parks and Rec Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And if you want to go back and listen to any of the other episodes, you can do so. If you have trouble finding them, you can search at themeparksandrecpodcast.com. All right, Michaela, let's jump right into the news. And we're going to start this time with SeaWorld Orlando.
Oh, yes. I did see that this week they announced that they're going to have some redesigns and enhancements around their park. And it looks like it just might be like paint, just paint. They're going to paint over some stuff. And there's some photos up on their blog. And I actually have them below if you want to take a look.
It's nice.
Very vibrant, you know, very vibrant, very under the sea coral reef feel to it. I really do like it. It's like my speed, my style. I like that.
Looks good. I like it.
And they're going to bring all these enhancements to the park entrance lighthouse, which the photo is there on their blog, the shark encounter, the lakeside grill, and some more places around the park. So keep your eyes peeled as that happens. You know, a lot of these parks are getting all these enhancements done because we're slowly seeing the light at the end of the tunnel for this, you know, pandemic. So when more people are traveling later in the year or next year, you know, you want to walk into something that is like new, feels new and feels vibrant and feels cool. So I could see a lot of these parks wanting to do things like SeaWorld's doing just to make it, you know, even more exciting to welcome more guests back.
Yeah, just to dress it up a little bit.
Right.
And Busch Gardens Tampa, they are going to have a giraffe bar that will open March 26th, a soft opening this weekend. It's located at the Serengeti Overlook, and the bar will offer views of the park's Serengeti Plain, have specialty cocktails and small bites. And you highly recommend the Iron Gwazi Gimlet, which will be one of those specialty cocktails, because you tried it, didn't you?
Yeah, I actually talked about it when we talked more about the Food and Wine Festival when we got to go to the preview. They do have one of their booths that they have the giraffe bar as one of the booths.
Oh, okay.
So they were offering some of the drinks that they're going to have there, and the Iron Gwazi Gimlet was one of them. Someone that works there told me to try it. I did. I fell in love with it. It has gin, pomegranate juice, and pineapple.
Yum.
So if you're of age, go try that.
For sure. That sounds delicious. And you mentioned the Food and Wine Festival. It's still running every weekend through April 25th. So get out to Busch Gardens to try that out. Really yummy, delicious food. You can go back and listen to our episode where we talked to Rebecca Romzek about it, and to the episode after we got a special media preview of all the offerings. So you can do your homework before you go into the world of Food and Wine at Busch Gardens. And Universal Orlando, their Mardi Gras festival is running through April 11th, and they are still offering those Mardi Gras 2021 international flavors of Carnival. Lots of food. You've tried a bunch of them yourself, and you said that they're delicious.
So much different offerings. It's crazy how, yes, definitely international. So many different places around the world.
That's awesome. And so let's now get into news about Walt Disney World, which just today it was announced that Disneyland will be opening at the end of this month, but just to 15% capacity and just for California residents. So that's something new. But let's talk about Walt Disney World. And they're launching a magic mobile service. Michaela, how about you tell us a little bit about it?
So we've all been wondering, you know, now that magic bands aren't included in your resort stay anymore, we're like, so they must be. It's like, you know, rumors in the air about if Disney was going to add something like this. and magic happens. So now they have this thing called Magic Mobile Service, where it's going to be first offered on Apple products, but then they're going to move into like the other smartphones and smart devices, where, you know, just similar to when you do Apple Pay.
Yep.
And you have the Apple Wallet, and you could add like coupons on there and all this fun stuff. So now you could add your park tickets, or rather your My Disney Experience account on there, and you could enter in the park with it. So that also includes your Apple Watch, which I am so happy about. So now you don't have to have the Magic Band and the Apple Watch. You could just bring your Apple Watch.
Oh my goodness. This is awesome. And you can access it through your wallet on your smart device, like you said, just like your Apple Pay. And that's cool, because it's going to be, you know, not everybody always had a Magic Band, so they had physical tickets. But now everybody, you know, everybody that has an iPhone can enter contactless. The fast passes are going to be on there. You can have make purchases, enter your room. So this is huge.
Yes, I'm very excited about it, because honestly, I do have an Apple Watch, and I feel as though the big reason I stopped wearing it is because when I kept on going to the parks, I'd have two things on my wrist.
Right.
And I'm like, I only need one. So then I stopped wearing it. I went to the parks so much, and I just left my Apple Watch at home. Now I could ditch the Magic Band and instead just stick with the Apple Watch.
But you have so many cute Magic Bands.
I know. Now I'm
just wear them on your other wrist.
Now I have to buy more bands for the Apple Watch.
Yeah, there you go. Just wear them on your other wrist. You don't actually need them for anything, you know?
Right. It'll just be for design.
Decoration.
A bracelet.
Jewelry. And Epcot, they still are running their Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival through July 5th. I think we pretty much covered the news coming out of Central Florida. Yeah. It's kind of getting to, like, we are in the thick of spring breaks, the thick of the spring, you know, festivals. And so, like, we're full steam ahead right now. And as, you know, the spring goes on, we'll get more information on those summer festivals that everybody's going to be talking about, and things going on at the water park as well. So any last thoughts before we move on to the rumor mill?
The one thing I did want to say about the Magic Mobile is that it has not launched yet. It's coming soon. The date will probably be announced very soon, but nothing yet.
Okay. We will let you know when it has launched, but get ready, because it's going to be big.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
Big and magical.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
All right, Michaela, speaking of magic, let's talk about the rumor mill. What is the rumor that you have been hearing, and are we going to confirm or debunk?
The big rumor right now, which I chuckle about it, Disney World to replace the Country Bear Jamboree with Toy Story Marionette show for Magic Kingdom's 50th anniversary. Although it might come in the future, that is definitely going to be false, because right now Disney is focusing on opening France, the extension for France in Epcot. They're not even done with the train tracks.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. At Magic Kingdom. They're not done with Tron. They're not done with Guardians of the Galaxy. This is something that will add more hype into what's going on at Magic Kingdom. They don't want people to be going to Disney for new stuff unless it's, you know, Remy in October. Mm-hmm. So this one is definitely false, especially since it is a attraction or show that opened with the park in 1971. So we're trying to still stay nostalgic, especially for the 50th So this one's not going to, if it is going to happen, it's not going to happen for the 50th. It's just not this soon. It's okay. Way too soon.
So
Disney would have announced it.
Yeah, we are going to go with false for this one. But, you know, false. We could be proven wrong. Who knows? Disney could have a wild card up their sleeve and decide to shock everybody. But right now, from all the reports that we're seeing, that this is probably not going to happen, at least for the 50th anniversary. They could be in discussions about doing it later on, like you said. But again, mm-hmm. it's one of those original attractions. So it's got to be, if they're going to replace an original attraction, it has to be worth it. You know,
it really does. And I'm going to say this rumor also came from the same people that said that they would open Main Street in Disneyland this week, and that didn't happen. So just wanted to, you know, clarify that just because these are big news sources for Disney, or like, you know, outside of Disney, not actually Disney, they get things wrong too.
Oh yeah. And we get
this
wrong
one
plenty.
I think is going to be false.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, we get things wrong plenty. But their track record so far, you know, from this source that we found, it hasn't been really right on for right now. But
right. There's some of the things that they report and it's very accurate. So, but just don't take everything as truth.
All right. So we're going to go with false for this one, at least by the 50th anniversary. Who knows? It could come later down the road. But
of course, of course.
And, you know, Disney's usually pretty good on letting people know things, you know.
Right. And also, I mean, think about the Hall of Presidents. That hasn't even reopened yet with the new president.
Yeah.
So they're even, you know, behind on that a little bit, or they might do that later on as well. So there are so many other things Disney's focusing on that I just don't foresee it happening this year.
Yeah, they're a little busy right now. All right, Michaela, what is the theme park tip of the week? And we cannot, like, I'm reading it.
Oh, yeah.
We cannot stress this more, especially from the information we're hearing around spring breaks right now. But Michaela, go for it.
Yeah, I start laughing at it. Yes, you need to plan ahead here. Start booking now for your summer and fall vacations. It is so important. I, like I said before, I know someone that works for the reservation center for Disney, and a lot of people are getting disappointed. A lot of people that they want to book to come for Easter week, and they can't get into the parks they want to get into. And I just have to say, plan ahead. And I know it's difficult with the whole pandemic thing, and I know people and it's saying, you know what, I got my vaccine, I want to take a vacation, but right now you got to still plan ahead for it. I know how badly you want to come, and a lot of other people do too. So their best bet is to just book far in advance enough that you could book that hotel, whether it is at Busch Gardens, to go to Busch Gardens, SeaWorld, Disney, Legoland, Universal. Be sure to book anything you need to book. Get those tickets so you feel more confident when you come, that you don't have to feel like scrambling for park pass reservations. And I have to say, all parks except for Universal require park pass reservations. So I'm telling you, you're going to feel that weight lifted off of your shoulders when you book that resort, when you book those park reservations, and then you just show up to the park. You just show up for your vacation, and you don't have to worry if you're going to get in or not.
Yeah. And you know, if you're listening from out of state, out of Florida, you know, from out of like the central area where Tampa, Orlando, and are located, you know, it's not a it's not a weird thing for us to like get up on a Saturday and go and have a pass or something and go, you know, I think I want to go to Disney today, and go. And not have any issues. So like, we have been so preconditioned to not have to necessarily plan ahead all the time that this is like a whole brain shift for us, especially now as people are starting to want to go back and people are getting their vaccines and whatnot. So, you know, it's just one of those things that it may sound strange, but to those who live within an hour or two of the parks, it's something you got to think about now. And it's not like you can just go book a hotel at the All-Star Resort, you know, on a Friday to go on a Saturday for the weekend and get into the parks.
Right.
So plan ahead. if we have, I mean, I don't think I've said the words plan ahead more in a year than I have this year, but mm-hmm. also at the same point saying plan ahead, but also be open and ready for plans to change, you know?
Right.
So it's just one of those things that we've learned in the last year, 12 months, 18 months, is that you got to plan, but then you also have to be flexible.
Oh yeah. Expect the unexpected.
Absolutely. Well, Michaela, thank you so much for bringing that up because, you know, I'm kind of wanting to go in the fall as well. And I'm like, oh, I'll just wait till August to book that. And, nope. I think I'll be calling the reservation system here as we get off our podcast.
Oh yeah. Just always know that there is a cancellation window. Okay. So, you know, like for anyone listening, you don't have to, it's the flexibility of that cancellation that you could say, oh, you know what, I'm going to book it. And then a month before, if you're like, just kidding, I don't want to go anymore, you could cancel it.
Yeah. And just always
book it, make sure you read the fine print.
Read the fine print, ask the person on the phone, you know, as you're booking it for all that kind of information, because it varies between parks and hotels and, you know, wherever you're going. So always know that before you book so that you, you know, don't get stuck either, you know, cause some places may not be as flexible, but find those places that are. And a lot of them have extended their flexibility because of the unknown and the fluid situation that we're in. So, right. You start thinking ahead to summer and fall, cause it'll be here before you know it. It will. Yeah. I mean, I feel like it was just New Year's Eve and we're already, you know, St. Patrick's Day and, you know, middle of March. It's crazy.
There was one last thing I wanted to say before we signed off.
Yep.
That when they did announce when Disneyland was opening, there's also something else that they slid in, and something I'm very excited about, is that the cruises are hoping and planning to begin sailing in the fall.
Oh boy.
So it's not confirmed. They have to, you know, keep on looking at the CDC guidelines and making sure they're following the health protocols, but they are hoping to start sailing in the fall. And I'm very excited about it because I'm supposed to get married in the winter.
So I know.
I think it'd be great for them to start in the fall. So it's just enough cruises that go out that help us feel comfortable.
Oh my gosh. Fingers crossed. Oh boy.
Isn't that crazy? The cruise is going back. Like, I can't believe it. It's been so long.
Well, not like you said, not confirmed.
Not confirmed.
There are rumblings.
But they did, right? And, you know, Bob Chapek, who's the president of Disney, said it. And so I guess that's what they're hoping for. And I hope that they're right. And I hope the world gets a little bit better, you know, every single day.
Yeah. And, you know, thinking about all those people who do work on cruises, the entertainers, the service staff, the engineers, like all of them, you know, they've been out of work for quite a while. And so the sooner that things can get better and they can start sailing, the better off these people will be and have jobs again. So all good, hoping for a resolution here shortly. All right, Michaela, anything before we go this week?
Nope, that's it. A lot of exciting things happening.
A lot to be excited about, a lot to look forward to. And we can't thank you enough for joining us for another episode of Theme Parks and Rec Podcast. Please make sure you give us a 5-star rating and a review and hit that subscribe button so that you never miss an episode. And we are also now on Amazon Music. And you know what that means? It means you can talk to your Alexa and you can say, Alexa, play Theme Parks and Rec Podcast, and it will come up for you. So make sure you check that out as well. And we will catch you next week.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.